Bibles for the World presents Learn the Bible in a Year, Genesis to Revelation in 365 lessons.
Genesis 1:3, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. The Bible says just a few verses later that God did not make the sun for another 3 days. So where did this light come from? The best explanation is that it came from God himself. 1 John tells us, "God is light. In him there is no darkness at all." After he made the world, God began to reveal himself, first to Adam and Eve, then to Abraham, Moses, the prophets, on and on down through history. God revealed himself more and more until he came in the person of Jesus Christ, who said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world." Nor is he finished revealing himself. We learn in Revelation that the city of God does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. Notice the progression here. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Then he revealed himself more and more until he appeared in the flesh. Through Jesus Christ, we come to know God, not by argument or inference. There's excellent evidence for Christianity, but we aren't Christians merely because of the evidence. We are Christians because Jesus Christ revealed himself to us through the gospel.
You've been listening to Learn the Bible in a Year, presented by Bibles for the World. Lives are being transformed across the globe through the power of God's Word. Now you can learn and understand the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Sign up today to receive 1 month free of Learn the Bible in a Year, short, practical lessons designed to help you better understand God's Word. You'll get the first month of lessons free when you visit BiblesfortheWorld.org/book. That's BiblesfortheWorld.org/book.